The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 25, Text Number 3, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 4th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 25, Text Number 3. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Prachinna barhisham chatta karmas vasakta manasam narada yatma tatvagya kripalu pratabhodayat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. While the princes were undergoing severe austerities in the water, their father was performing different types of fruitive activities. At this time, the great sage Narada, master and teacher of all spiritual life, became compassionate upon the king and decided to instruct him about spiritual life. As pointed out by Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Kaivalya, or merging into the Brahman effulgence, is dislike going to hell. He similarly states that elevation to the higher planetary systems for the enjoyment of heavenly life is just so much phantasmagoria. This means that a devotee does not give any importance to the ultimate goal of the karmis and jnanis. The ultimate goal of the karmis is promotion to the heavenly kingdom. And the ultimate goal of the jnanis is merging into the Brahman effulgence. Of course, the jnanis are superior to the karmis, as confirmed by Lord Chaitanya. Koti karmanishta madje eka jnani shreshta. One jnani or impersonalist is better than many thousands of fruitive actors. C.C. Madhya 19.147. Therefore, a devotee never enters upon the path of karma or elevation by fruitive activities. Narad Muni took compassion upon King Prachinna Bharashat when he saw the king engaged in fruitive activity. In comparison to mundane workers who are trying to be elevated to the higher planetary system by performing yajñas, those who are trying to be elevated to the higher planetary system by performing yajñas are undoubtedly superior. Yeah. In pure devotional service, however, both karma and jnana are considered bewildering in features of the illusory energy.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, what is the point?
Kukshira is ministata.
The point is that engaging even in Vedic rituals to achieve higher positions in the material world, that is also phantasmagoria, is a waste of time. Within the Vedic culture, there are karmis.
Vedų kultūra yra karmi.
We're following Vedic rituals for elevation in the material world.
Vedų ritualais, kad pagerintų savo materialiam pasaulį padėtį.
There are the jnanis and the yogis who are trying to merge into Brahman. And there are the bhaktas. I was personally instructed by His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada
to make all material desires zero. No karma, no jnana, no yoga. His Divine Grace personally instructed me, make all material desires zero. This is how we become happy. How do you make all your desires, material desires zero? This we have to understand. It's very simple. You simply have to follow the pathway of sadhana bhakti. That's all. Not some secret cult. It's a simple science. The first thing is you have to have faith in the process, the first thing. Second thing is you have to associate with the devotees, take shelter of the devotees' association. The third thing is you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Get initiated. That's the third step. And then from there, then the anartas, by taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, then by His mercy, the anartas were removed from your heart. And what happens when those anartas go away, those rascal anartas? You become a fixed-up devotee. That's an old saying that we learned from Prabhupada, fixed up. That's the English version of the Sanskrit word nishta. It means you're solidly fixed, you see. Just like this microphone right now, it's solidly fixed. Three legs. Solidly fixed. So what are those three legs? Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and Vajana Kriya. Because by that, and then the fourth leg of Nardana Vritti makes it even more solid. So, how do we become in this way solid in Krishna consciousness? This is a problem we face in ISKCON. Many people come, they never become solid. Even they get initiated, we see they don't become solid. Why is that? Because they don't get the anarthas out of the heart. If you hold on to your material attachments, even after initiation, which offense is that? Number 10, right? The 10th offense. If you hold on to your material attachments, even after understanding so many instructions on these matters, that's the 10th offense against the Holy Name. If you hold on to your material attachments, that means you did not achieve the stage of anatta nivritti. And that means you don't become solid in Krishna consciousness. You're still weak. So how does one become solid, you think? You have to get rid of the anarthas. So how do you get rid of the anarthas? You have to be dutiful. That is the key. I was having a conversation this morning with your temple president, Harikatha Prabhu. And he explained the problem amongst the devotees here in Lithuania. They are not in the mood of duty. They think, oh, something new, something different. Let me try this, that, jump here. Well, go to this project, now try that project. Here they're jumping. As long as one's like that, you can never become solid in anything. But if one is fixed in the principle of duty, then you can do anything. You could be a grahastha raising your family and be fixed in that for Krishna service to Krishna. You could be a vajari and be fixed in that service. You could be a brahmachari book distributor and be fixed in that service. If one has become solid in this principle of duty, then you can do anything and be happy. It doesn't matter what it is. And that's actually what Krishna says. You have a right to your work, but not to the results of your work. A devotee is fixed in the principle of duty. And what is my duty? That is to carry out the orders that I have received from my spiritual master. That is duty. Whatever my spiritual master tells me, that is my attachment, you see. Executing the duty given by Guru Maharaj. That's all. So if one is fixed in that principle, you can be happy in any situation. You won't depend on the physical presence of your spiritual master. He can be physically present or he cannot be physically present. It won't matter. It's like, how long has it been since I had the physical association of Srila Prabhupada? The last time I saw him was 1975 when I got my second initiation. That's how many years ago? 33 years. I haven't seen my spiritual master for 33 years. See, but I'm fixed in my duty. Now, whatever instructions he has given me, I am dedicated to doing those in any circumstance. So, if one can take up this mood of being completely dedicated to serving your spiritual master's instructions,
vykdyti dvasinio mokto nurodymus.
then in all circumstances you remain fixed in your duty. You'll never become confused. You never become bewildered. You never become depressed. You'll always be enlivened and enthused to serve Krishna. So this principle is very important, the principle of duty. In the Western world, this principle is practically non-existent. I remember one of my godbrothers, he told me about an Indian, of course now India is taking to Western ways also. But still, you can see the traces of the principle of duty in Indian culture. My godbrother, he grew up in India, he's an Indian devotee. And in his neighborhood, there was one man, he had a vegetable cart. That's how he earned his living. He had a little cart where he would sell the vegetables in the neighborhood. So one day he became too old to, he died or he became too old to do the cart anymore. And there was his son. He took over the cart. And he would then do that cart for the, until he became an old, old man. Then his son would take over the cart. And this way, this is duty, you see. And not that the son thinks, oh, I want to make more money. I have to get, you know, a computer degree so I can, you know, get a high-tech paycheck, you see. He's simply thinking, this, I've inherited this duty from my father, now I must keep the vegetable cart going, and then I'll pass it on to my son. In this way, generation after generation. So, I'm not telling you that you have to be get carts and sell vegetables. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying this. Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Brother Damodar ki jai, Nitai Gora Chandra ki jai. What I'm saying is this. We do have our family business. It's not a vegetable curve. Our family business is to propagate the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For the deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls of this age. That is our family business. That has been passed down to us from the six Goswamis. To Narottam Das Thakur. It's come to Vishwanath Chakravarti, all these great acharyas, you see. It's come down to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gorakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, and to our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Ti Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. So this is our duty. We are meant to fully absorb our lives in pushing forward the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should just lay everything else aside and understand it. I may feel I want to do this, I want to... No, lay all those... Just do your duty, that's all. Not what you want. Forget what you want. You've been doing what you've been what you've wanted to do for millions of lifetimes, and where has it gotten you? Another damn rotting material body, that's where it's gotten you. So instead of thinking to do what you want to do, you should think, I have to do now what God wants me to do. That is duty. Just like in the Bible, Lord Jesus Christ, He knew that tomorrow they will nail me to the cross. And He was praying to His Father, to Krishna. He was saying, My dear Father, if You so desire, may this not happen
to me. Jeigu tu to nori, tegul tai neatsitinka.
But may thy will and not my will be done.
Bet tegul tavo valia, o ne mano valia vyksta.
So we have to be willing to do what God wants us to do.
This is, turime būti linkę arba norintis daryti tai, ką nori viešpats iš mūsų.
This is duty.
Tai yra pareiga vadinas.
Stick to your duty.
Įsitvirtint savo pareigos.
So how do you know what God wants?
Ir kaip jūs žinot, ko Dievas nori iš jūsų?
How do you know what God wants, you see?
Kaip jūs žinote tai?
Do you take some omens?
Ar jūs kažkokius ženklus bandote suprasti gyvenime?
That I was going on a walk in the park.
Kad aš ėjau vieną dieną parke vaikščiau.
And the sun broke through the clouds.
Ir saulė įsiveržė pro debesis.
And the swan was flying.
Ir skrido tuo metu paukštis.
And another swan came and joined it.
Gulbė ir kitas gulbė prisijungė.
So that means that God wants me to get married. That's God's will that I have to get married now because I saw the two swans flying together. Is that what it means to do God's will? To find out the will of God? No, that's just your own fertile imagination justifying your desire, your own sensual desires. That's so. You have to find out what God wants to do from three sources. Guru, sadhus, and shastra. This is how you will know what God wants you to do. And if you will follow the instructions coming from guru, sadhus, and shastra, you will become purified more and more and more. And you will reach the stage where you can directly hear the Paramatma speaking from within your heart.
Ir galėsite pasiekti tą lygį, kai tiesiog girdėsite Paramatmą kalbant jums širdyje.
But the neophyte devotee, he has to take it from guru, sadhus and shastra.
Bet neofitas pradedantysis turi priimti visus tos nurodymus iš šastros, guru ir sadhu.
But do not think
bet negalvokit
that you can reach a stage
kad galite pasiekti tą lygį
that now the Paramatma is telling me this and that. So now I can ignore the order of my spiritual master. No. The Paramatma will tell you exactly the same thing the spiritual master is telling you. Why is that? Because the spiritual master is the external manifestation of the Paramatma. Because you're not pure enough directly to hear the Paramatma. The Paramatma has kindly expanded himself externally in the form of your spiritual master, so you can hear the Paramatma through the mouth of your guru. So don't think, oh yes, I will learn how to hear Paramatma and I can tell my guru to get lost. That's the program of the Mayavadis, you see. That by Guru's mercy I will merge into Brahman. Just like I take a ladder and I climb up the apple tree. And then once I get up on that branch and I'm eating those apples. Of course, apples aren't very attractive here in Lithuania. Say a mango tree. Once I get up on that mango tree and I kick the ladder away, now I am God. I don't need you, Gurudev. This is the Mayavadi program. You become God, and now you can tell your guru to take a hike.
Ir tada gali pasakyti tas mokyti, kad jis pasivaikščiotų.
So that is not our Vaishnava Siddhanta.
Ir tai nėra mūsų Vaishnava Siddhanta.
The spiritual master lives forever by his instructions and the disciple lives with him. This is how we live eternally with our spiritual master. By always being dedicated to serving his instructions. This is called duty. This is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, actually, I cannot take any credit for anything I have accomplished. Because it is all simply by the mercy of my spiritual master. But if there's one thing I can take credit for, that I dutifully followed whatever instruction he gave me. So in this way, try to understand what is duty. It's like sometimes I hear that when I'm not here to give the classes, hardly anybody shows up for the Bhagavatam club. I'm not very pleased by them. This temple room should be packed every day, whether I'm here or not. Actually, I am here every day. In the form of my instruction. Come to class. Bhagavatam class. I am here. Every day. Because my order is here, come to class every day. This is called duty. You see. 10 the morning program. Not that you have to wait for a spiritual master to come to the morning program, because the spiritual masters are here every day. So why aren't you here? You see? So everyone should be very dutiful to attend the programs. And when you become dutiful to serving the order of the spiritual master, just as I am always experiencing the presence of Srila
Prabhupada,
you will always experience the presence of your spiritual master. And if you don't have one yet, by sincerely acting in this dutiful way, then Krishna will guide you who you should take shelter of. In this way, all your problems of life will become solved. And you will achieve perfection this very lifetime. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Rupa Nuga.
Yra tokia problema su pareigom gali atsitikti. Mes galim jas atlikti įstroj ir tada su laiku jų tiek atsivalgai, kad iš viso nebenori jas žiūrėti. Viena problema, kaip jas spręsti. Ir kita problema, mes galim tiek gauti pareigų, kad tos pareigos, kaip sakant, atima iš mūsų visą, kaip ugnelę mažą, mes tam kupėtą šiaudų, jinai
I wanted to ask about the duties. If we perform our duties in a mode of passion, then in some time it becomes distasteful and we do not want. And another part of the question is that sometimes we have too much duties and we also become distasteful, or like a little fire spark becomes finished.
Mm-hmm. So what's the question?
What is the solution in these cases?
Don't do service in the mode of passion. Perform your service in the mode of goodness or in pure goodness.
tikite savo tarnystę arba darybę, arba dar geriau tyroj darybę.
So what's the difference?
Ir koks yra skirtumas?
The mode of goodness is the mode of knowledge.
Darybės būna, tai yra žinojimo pagrįstas.
You have to do everything, you have to see everything through the scriptures, not through your mental speculation.
Jūs turite matyti viską pro šventraščius, o ne per savo protinius išmąstymus.
You have to study regularly Prabhupada's books and know what is the philosophy. Very, just like you're a lawyer. Now you have to be a transcendental lawyer also. You have to know these teachings. Whenever I get some spare time, I review the verses myself. Today I was reviewing the verses in chapter 5 and chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, key verses. Because this helps me to stay fixed beyond the mode of passion. I can see things in the terms of the scripture, not in terms of my senses, you see. Gyanena tu tad agyanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham madirsham vajgyanam prakashayati tatpadam. When one is enlightened with that knowledge by which nations is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So if you're doing service in the mode of passion, it means you're in the darkness. The sun of Krishna has not arisen in your heart. You don't know why you're doing it. You have no feeling to do, that you're doing it to please Krishna and Guru. Your service doesn't make any sense to you. Why in the hell am I doing this? That service will not last. Therefore, you must read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. Otherwise, you will fall down. You must read all of Prabhupada's books, very carefully read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. Every spare minute, you should be reading Prabhupada's books. Because then you'll know why you're doing this service. And then you become very happy. Oh, I'm so fortunate to be doing this service. Of course, if it's the service is too much service is there, you can also talk to your authority, either your spiritual master or your temple authority. Actually, the first avenue is your temple authority who's giving you that service. And you explain to them you're having difficulty. Then some adjustment can be made. Devotees want to help you to go back to Godhead, so if you're having difficulty, you should always talk to your immediate authority. And you can all your spiritual master is always there, you can always ask him as well. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Some duties are for the pleasure of the spiritual master and Krishna, and some duties are for some other with some other motive. How can we distinguish which is correct duty and which is not?
Well, some duties you have to do, like you have to go to the toilet, you know.
Na, kai kurias pareigas nuvarai, kad lyg, pavyzdžiui, reikia į tualetą nuėti.
Those you have to do.
Yes,
you have to sleep.
Reikia ir miegoti.
They're not for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna.
Tai gal nėra dvasinio mokytojo Krishnos
mokymas. Eating and sleeping.
Tai yra valgis ir miegas.
Going to the toilet.
Arba eiti į tualetą.
They're just bodily maintenance.
Tai yra kūno išlaikymas.
But other than that,
bet visa kita.
I mean, even earning livelihood, we have to have, you know, make some money to earn our livelihood.
Pavyzdžiui, užsidirbinėjimas pragyvenimui kartais reikia uždirbti pinigų.
The material duties that you have to do those, but you should minimize them as much as possible. And in terms of other things, we have to find out what will please my spiritual master. No, we by reading Prabhupada's books, you can know what will please the spiritual master. And when in doubt, you should inquire from advanced devotees or from the spiritual master. You should know for sure of everything that you're doing, whether it pleases Guru and Krishna or it doesn't please Guru and Krishna. You have to know. And if you don't know, you have to find out. You shouldn't be in the dark about anything that you're doing. You should be fixed 24 hours a day in pleasing Guru and Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. Any questions more? Yes.
You have mentioned that initiation begins when one accepts the spiritual master in his heart.
Yeah, that is not formal. That's called practical initiation.
And anartha nivritti begins from this informal initiation or from formal initiation?
Well, if you really... Someone may say, well, practically I'm initiated, so I'm moving towards anartha nivritti. But if you're practically initiated, you'll get formally initiated as soon as possible. You can't use that as an excuse. That's the point. Just like Prabhupada practically initiated me that day when I heard the Grivastakam prayers when I was vacuuming the temple room rug in Austin, Texas. And then I was begging the devotees that I could get initiated as soon as possible, you see. In fact, we went to L.A., to Los Angeles Temple, and there was a big, big initiation ceremony. So many, they'd had one ceremony. They'd do it all in one ceremony, ceremony after ceremony after ceremony. So all the devotees from Austin, they were getting initiated. Except for me. Because I hadn't quite made the six-month rule yet, you see. I came like 2 or 3 weeks later, so I just barely missed the six-month minimum requirement. And I tell you, I was upset. I was emotionally upset that I'm not getting initiated. So if you're practically initiated, that means you're intensely desiring to actually get your formal ceremony as soon as possible. In other words, you're already in the mood of initiated disciple. You're just dying for that moment. When will I actually get the beads in the name, you see? Such a person, he will definitely be moving forward towards anartha nivritti.
Bachtas mokinti, reiškia, bachtą. Nu, vienas bachtas, sakykime, save statyti kaip dvasinį mokytoją, kada kitas bachtas jo nepripažįsta kaip dvasinį mokytoją ir tiesiai šviesiai paprašo, kad jis jo nemokintų. sakykime, baktas išžydė, kadangi jis, sako, šilgesnį stažą turiu, bet, sakykime, tam kitam baktui, kurį mokina, nuo kažkui tai priežasčių netinka jo mokymo metodai, reiškia. Ir jis paprašo, jis pasako, kad mandagiai grešiai pasako, tas baktas išžydė ir sako, tu turi manęs klausyti, nes aš šią stažą ilgesnį turiu, taip toliau, reiškia. Ar taip jau turi būti, jeigu kažkas tai mano, gali mokinti tą kitą baktą, kitas baktas, nors paprašytas nemokinti, vis tiek mokina, reiškia, ar jis teisus yra, vien todėl, kad jis turi ilgesnį stažą, reiškia.
It's a practical question. Can one devotee, a senior devotee, teach the junior devotee if the junior devotee does not want to accept him as authority and he politely...
No.
Ne.
He cannot.
Jis negali.
You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink.
Jūs galite arklį privesti prie vandens, bet gerti jo nepriversi.
In order to learn from someone, you have to want to learn from them.
Tam, kad išmokti ką nors iš ko nors, turite norėti išmokti tai iš jo.
So the senior devotee has to, by being very compassionate to the junior devotee,
ir vyresnis atsidavęs, būdamas labai gailestingu jaunesniam,
he has to inspire the junior devotee to want to learn from him.
Jis turi įkvėpti tą jaunesnį, kad jis norėtų išmokti iš
jo. You can't force someone to learn, want to learn from you.
Negalima priversti, kad išmoktų.
You have to inspire them by love.
Turite meilę savo meilės dėka įkvėpti jį, kad jis norėtų išmokti iš jūsų.
By bhakti and vedanta both. By loving kindness and by actually having superior wisdom. Both things.
Dviejų dalykų dėka. Dėl savo meilės šilumos ir kartu vedantos arba išmanimo, savo išmanimo dėka.
It's like Prabhupada's name, Bhakti Vedanta, you
see.
Because Prabhupada had so much bhakti for Krishna and for also his disciples. And because he was so advanced in Vedanta, therefore we naturally wanted to learn from him. He inspired us to want to learn from him. By bhakti and Vedanta. So the senior devotee, he can inspire the junior devotee if he's very full of love for the devotees, and he's full of love for Krishna and for Krishna's devotees, and he's full of knowledge also. If he has love and he has knowledge, then we will want to learn from him. We neophytes will want to learn from him, you see.
Vyresnės atsidavęs, kuris pilnas meilės Krishna ir atsidavusiam ir žinojimo, tai mes neofitai norėsim natūraliai iš jo pasimokti.
So you must find a devotee who's full of love of Krishna and love of Vaishnava, and he's full of knowledge, and you become his student, you learn from him. And then you will advance very, very quickly on the pathway back to home, back to God. So, we have just 30 seconds left. And I got all these different questions. All right. Is it a short one?
Not very short.
I'll be giving in one more class tomorrow morning. Come tomorrow and ask it tomorrow. Now Hari Bal Ananda is coming. I don't know. I got so many. All right, Hari Bal Ananda. What is it?
Kai mes vykdyme pareigas yra būti nuodėmus, tai mes turime ateiti į šitą paskaitas. Tai teisingai, bet kad jis atsidavė, manau, kad ai, tas atsidavęs nuodės už šiaus klyto, o tas atsidavęs kažką netai pasakys, ai, čia žema. Tai čia galas taip išdymas, kai čia pradės.
You have mentioned that everyone should come to Bhagavatam class. It doesn't matter who is giving lecture. But sometimes the devotees think that if not a spiritual master is giving a lecture, then there may be some fault in that devotee. It will not be true. It may be offensive.
Then you bring it. If they make some mistake, then you should ask for clarification in the question and answer session.
Ir nereikia bijoti to, nes jeigu ir padaro koks nors atsidavęs klaidą paskaito, galima po paskaitos klausimų atsakymų metu visą išsiaiškinti.
Because actually, this Prabhupada said we should address every devotee as Prabhu.
Nes Prabhupada pavyzdžiui nurodė kiekvieną atsidavusį vadinti Prabhu.
What does Prabhu mean?
Ką reiškia Prabhu?
Spiritual master.
Dvasinis mokytojas.
So actually, we are all spiritual masters. Yeah.
Ir iš tikrųjų mes visi čia dvasiniai mokytojai.
in that sense, you see. So we should be willing to hear from all of the spiritual masters. This is like, you see, here's Sukadeva and Parikshit. There's so many spiritual masters here, but they're all hearing, you see. So we have so many, all the initiated devotees should be seen as spiritual masters. We should be willing to hear and learn from them. Prabhupada was hearing his own disciples giving lectures. I was sitting there with Prabhupada in Los Angeles. And he had Vishnu Jana Maharaj give lecture. Prabhupada sat there and he heard Vishnu Jana Maharaj give lecture. So if Prabhupada can hear his disciples, we cannot hear our own, our other fellow devotees. Prabhupada chastised. He said, don't try to be a better Paramahamsa than your Guru Maharaj. That I will not hear the devotees give lectures. Only when my guru comes will I hear. You see, that's bogus. Okay. We'll stop here. There's a public program somewhere tonight. And where is that?
5 o'clock in Elektrėnai.
Yeah, everyone's invited for that program. And then tomorrow is the last class here for 2008. Everyone, tomorrow I request that the temple room should be packed tomorrow morning. Tell all the devotees it's my last lecture this year in Lithuania. We've already been approved. I just spoke with Harikatha Prabhu. We are coming back on April 8th, 2009. So we'll see you then. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Divine grace, Shrimad Sankarsanda Sadhikari Maharaj ki jai.